The composer has written this piece of music to introduce you to the instruments of the orchestra. Now, there are four groups of players: the strings, the woodwind, the brass, and the percussion. Each of these four groups uses instruments which have a family likeness. You will hear a theme by the great English composer Henry Purcell, played by the whole orchestra. Now, each group separately. First, the woodwind. The brass. The strings and the harp. The percussion group includes drums, gongs, tambourine, and anything else you hit. When you have heard them, the whole orchestra will play the melody again. Let us hear each instrument play a variation of its own. The highest of the woodwind team is the flute, with its shrill little brother, the piccolo. Oboes have a gentle, plaintive quality, but they can be forceful enough when the composer wants them to. Clarinets are very agile. They make a beautifully smooth, mellow sound. Bassoons are the largest of the woodwind instruments. They have the deepest voices. The highest instruments in the string family are the violins. They play in two groups, firsts and seconds. Violas are larger than violins, and their tone is deeper. Cellos are larger than the violas. They have a rich sound and are the tenors or the baritones of the orchestra. The double basses are the foundation of the string family and play the deepest notes. the harp. We now come to the brass family. First of all, the horns. Trumpets. The three trombones, the larger brass instruments, and their big brother, the bass tuba. The percussion family, which has many different members. Here are a few. The timpani. The bass drum and cymbals. Tambourine and triangle. The side drum and Chinese block. The xylophone. Castanets and gong. The whip. And now, percussion all together. you have heard the whole orchestra in sections. Now for a fugue. The instruments come in one after another, in the same order you have heard, beginning with the piccolo. In an exciting finale, the brass will play Purcell's fine melody, while the others play Britten's fugue.